It's the dang Democrat-encouraged crime. It's one of the right's favorite talking points, not just for Milwaukee, but for all Democratic-run cities, that those cities are crime-infested shitholes.
Boom!
John Stewart, you're a fucking criminal, and we're going to arrest you. You're a criminal. You can't be this dumb. I mean, lefties can be staggeringly dumb, but he knows exactly what he's doing. John Stewart is one of these political scumbags who is a propagandist in this information war. And he's running out this this bullshit line. I love how the left-hand side, despite the fact that you have every single legacy media shithead, every talking head shithead on CNN, you've got print shitheads. But with all of these criminals running all of these corporate news outlets, you still need to go, oh my God, the inflation's not real. That's a GOP conspiracy theory. And then, you know, a year later they go, okay, fine, fuck. All right, inflation is through the roof. But that's blah, 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 fuck. They do this with everything. The border is the most secure border of all time. By the way, we have to give amnesty to a billion illegal aliens who broke into our country. Hold on, you said the border was the most securest border of all time. Right? For super duper for realsies, we need to lock the entire planet down because of COVID. 3 years later, take some aspirin. Oh, that's a weird thing. Now they're doing the same thing with, you know, crime. Crime's down. Actually, crime's not down. It's Donald Blump's fault and your racist Republicans in red states. Yeah. I'm noticing that all the law-abiding gun owners in the red states, that's the problem of Chicago, right? Right, you dumb fucking criminal shitheads over here. But here it goes, The Daily Show. The balls of these motherfuckers. I like how on Twitter they won't put motherfuckers. There you go, boys. Staying brave. John Stewart debunks with six Pinocchios. With six lesbian Pinocchios. The GOP narrative of crime in major cities and pins the blame on lax red state gun laws. Oh, well, why don't you guys just put more stupid fucking signs all over the place? Put no shooty signs all over the place. I'm sure all the criminals, oh, wait, no, that's dumb. They're not going to abide by that. But yeah, no, it's so what is it, John? Is crime down or is crime through the roof and it's Republicans' fault? See, this is that's the problem that these dumb fucking propagandists paint themselves into. By the way, crime's down so much in these Democrat-run shitholes, Joe Biden's Secret Service got robbed in California. Are you noticing a trend here? All of those Hollywood dipshit kid fuckers, they're getting their houses broken into. Oh, that's weird. You got scumbag representatives getting carjacked. And now the secret fucking service is getting robbed. But crime's down. Oh, wait, no, if Blump fault, but crime's super duper fucking down. Secret Service, this is Amy's over here. Secret Service confirms agent was robbed at gunpoint during Joe Biden's California trip. That's how fucked up California is. They are robbing the Secret Service. They are robbing the dudes with guns. And the Secret Service is like, oh my God, Viv. Oh my God, Viv. Hold on before you rob me. Are you a black person? Do you identify as a Palestinian? What is your sexual orientation? I can't shoot back until I have all this information. I don't want to be arrested by Joe Biden's Department of Justice. What? You have a gun, shoot that fucking idiot. You're Secret Service. Secret Service, you're allowed to just murder people, right? Ashley Babbitt says hi. The Capitol Hill Police and Secret Service, aren't you guys allowed to do whatever the fuck you want? Huh? Fucking criminals? Allegedly, of course. But here you go. Add that to the pile of steaming fucking embarrassment from this bullshit administration over here. President Joe Biden was in Los Angeles for a fundraiser. Yeah, it's all the racists. All the white supremacists in Orange County, I guess, and their lax gun laws that are getting Secret Service members fucking robbed at gunpoint in Los Angeles. Again, this is Mad Maxine Waters district over here. Mad Maxine Waters. She's hyper concerned about your guns. Your guns. MAGA. Again, MAGA killed way less people than Alec Baldwin so far. The 85 fucking plus million of us with hundreds of millions of guns and trillions of rounds of ammunition, we have killed less people than Alec Baldwin, but you're way concerned about us. Meanwhile, in your own shithole district, Secret Service is getting robbed. So Joe Biden was over here at a fundraiser event at the Peacock Theater on Saturday evening while his car was being broken into, right? The Secret Service limousine being broken into. Joe Biden's motorcade being put up on motherfucking cinder blocks, having the wheels stolen. Luggage being broken into and stolen out of all of these vehicles. And his armed Secret Service members getting fucking carjacked and robbed at gunpoint. But crime is down this. For theory, fuck you, you dumb asshole cocksucker. I hope your politics catch up to you, right? Son of a bitch. If you don't understand what's going on over here, it's very simple. First of all, nobody in Los Angeles or Chicago or Portland or Seattle or Minneapolis or any of these Democrat-run shitholes, nobody's being charged with anything. For fuck's sake, you had these goddamn monsters carjack an elderly woman the other day. Or her daughter, they carjacked the daughter. The elderly mom was still in the car. The fucking shitheads take the car, run it into a building, kill the grandma, the mom. And the scumbag district attorney goes, well, you know, racisms, of course. So we're not going to charge them for strong arm robbery. We're not going to charge the person for kidnapping. Not going to charge the person with murder. They don't get charged with anything. You have 4 or 5 violent fucking crimes committed in the span of 30 seconds, and all of them are dropped immediately. So that's how you get the crime is down bullshit. Nobody's charged with anything in these Democrat-run shitholes. And on top of that, California, New York, these places don't even turn in their figures to the FBI as scumbag. So which then allows shithead communist pig fuckers like this to then run around and go, crime is down. Nobody's being charged with these violent crimes. Nobody's buying this anyway. People are fleeing these fucking places. And they're not fleeing them into these red areas. These motherfuckers, these red states with these flowing free guns handed out at dental appointments. That's dumb. You're a dumb idiot. No, they're fleeing because crime's through the roof, you shithead. And the only place that you can protect yourself is in a red area because law and order still somewhat exists there. And there's a backbone of, we'll fucking shoot you if you mess around in those red places. But there you go. John Stewart's a scumbag fucking criminal, and he should be arrested. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the video. Support the channel if you want to be up to date with all of this nonsense that these lefty propagandists are spewing. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.